It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. In the days before the internet or phones, one of the ways some people communicated with neighbors in rural areas was hollering. Obviously, that mode of communication is obsolete nowadays. For nearly 50 years, though, the tradition was kept alive with the annual National Hollerin' Contest in Sampson County in eastern North Carolina. But now the hollerin' has come to an end. Organizers this summer ended the contest, citing a lack of interest among younger generations. To find out more about the art of hollerin', we reached out to arguably its biggest star, Iris Turner of Fayetteville. Turner won the ladies' hollerin' competition in 1977 and appeared on Johnny Carson and The Gong Show.
My particular holler is the Basque war cry. My heritage is from the Pyrenees Mountains, the range between Spain and France. But the hollering is everywhere. The Native Americans holler, auctioneers, yodelers. The voice is what it's all about. Someone that has taken the time to develop a sound that they use on a day-to-day basis. I didn't think mine was special. I just used it to holler for my boys. I have two sons. They're grown now, of course. And I would holler, and if they didn't hear me, one of their friends would say, "That's your mom," and they'd come running. So my holler was, you know, utilitarian. Is that the right word? Well, I utilized it. And so did many of the Sampson County farmers. They would holler distress calls if they needed help, if they needed water. If they were just saying good morning to each other before phones and cell phones and everything, people would say, they'd get up, holler, and they'd say, "Well, you know, Jim Bob's still alive," and they'd go on with their day.
Well, can I hear a little bit of yours? Is that something that you can even do over the phone?
Yeah, I've done it over, about 165 radio stations.
Wow.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's actually used as a wake-up call somewhere in Colorado.
Your actual voice?
Yeah.
In Colorado. Yeah. That's great. How did you get into it specifically? Did your parents taught you how to do?
My grandmother hollered. I never heard her, but my father had told me about it. And then my father was stationed here at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and he ran the movie theater. He was a projectionist for years. And a movie came out called Thunder in the Sun, where Susan Hayward was traveling with a Basque war group. People from the Pyrenees Mountains were going to plant grapes, Western, you know, that type of thing, genre. And I heard the holler for the first time. And for some reason, as a 9-year-old girl, I went, "Oh, my God, I need to do this." And so I started practicing because he ran 3 shows a day, you know, and 5 on the weekends. And by the time the movie was finished, I knew how to holler. And I just used it as, like I said, to call my kids, nothing. But my neighbor had heard about the contest and decided to say, "You know, you need to go. You'll win. I went, I'll go.
And her life was never the same. Turner became a hollerin' star and eventually unlisted her phone number because she would get calls from people at all hours asking her to do that signature yelp. Even today, she often gets recognized when she's out and about.
And in strange places. Like the ladies' room, you know, really? I mean, no, seriously, I've been held hostage in the bathroom. I've had people block my car, won't let me out until I holler. I've hollered at 2 funerals.
Whoa.
Yeah, people, you know, you know who that is?
What do you do for a living? Or I guess if you're retired, what did you do for a living?
I'm a sign language teacher. For 25 years, I was a sign language teacher. I'm retired now.
I can't help but think of the irony a little bit, you know, teaching people who can't hear, and what you're most well known for is all hearing.
Right. You should see me scream with my hands.
Oh, can you do that?
No.
That would be a sight.
It makes for a good story, doesn't it?
So, you know, turning to the contest for a second, how do you feel about it going away?
Sad. Extremely sad. It's like a national treasure that's dying. And the reason I say that is because I don't know if you've ever been aware of certain old songs that have been hidden in the mountains, and people will go in and they'll tape them, and then the people get blended with the rest of the world, and that's over. You know, they're no longer those people in the mountains that sing like that anymore. It's gone. or there's an old man that played little old country tunes on his banjo somewhere, and they recorded his tunes, and now he's gone. It's part of Americana. It's part of who we are. And if it dies out completely, it'll be a sad day. It'd be like buggy whips. We won't need them forever, but it'll be sad.
Well, I didn't have any other questions. The only thing I was going to ask is, do you have another holler that you do besides the one that you showcased earlier that maybe we could go out on?
Nope.
You don't? You don't have
any? I'm a one-hollering girl.
Well, that's fine, because it was a heck of a holler. It was a heck of a holler. Iris Turner, I can't thank you enough for this. This has just been a wonderful conversation.
Well, chop it up and make it sound good. Have a good day, kiddo.
Now, Turner isn't giving up hope about the future of hollerin'. She and another former hollerin' champion are going to hold their own contest this fall, and who knows, if there's interest, maybe it's something that will continue.